Hello, I'm Patrick Chavis, and you're listening to LA Theater Bites review of The Pillow Man, playing now at the Broadwater, April 4th through the 14th, 2024. Ecatello Theater Group, The Pillow Man, provides the awkward laughs and chills from this challenging and provocative Martin McDonagh play, but the text does most of the heavy lifting with a good cast of actors, straightforward direction, and excellent projected video work. It's definitely worth a trip down to the Broadwater. The Pillow Man is about Katurian, played by Stephen R. O'Brien. Katurian is a horror writer who writes gruesome stories, a lot of them containing horrific violence against children. Two officers of law, Topovsky, played by Daniel T. McKinnon, and Ariel, played by Paul Ian Stanley, question Katurian, believing there's more to these stories than he's letting on, and even worse, they have his sister, Mikkel, played by Kimberly DeMars, held hostage. Will they escape? Is there more to the story than meets the eye? This and more in The Pillow Man. This piece has quite a bit of offensive language, but in my opinion, it's warranted. People say terrible things all the time in real life, and in the case of this play, set in an authoritative police state, it only enriches the setting and characters that live in this alternate totalitarian reality. Also, this isn't new from the other plays I've watched by this playwright. He's not afraid to deal with difficult topics and use very frank language. This is a long play, running about 3 hours, but it feels shorter, which is a testament to the acting and performers in this production. Even more so, the setup of this play is very clever, and while it does run a little long, it's definitely worth it. An added bonus to this production are the two short films included around the middle of the show that cover two of Katurian's short stories. These films are visually and auditorily creepy as the stories themselves, and it really does add something to this show, as it can be stagnant at moments. The set design from Daniel D. McKinnon is made to look like a two-sided prison cell, with one side for interrogations and the other side for holding. While there is no actual dividing wall to split up the rooms, the use of a door and blocking communicates these are in fact different rooms. It's a large, plain concrete-looking wall with jagged edges on the top. In the cell's room, there are metal shackles bolted to the wall. At the very edge of the stage, a low-set metal toilet that looks very much like something you might see in a prison. The walls make a great platform for the short films introduced in the show. I appreciate the detail of the design and its functionality with some aspects of the story. More detail with texture and more utilization with lighting, I think, could have added more, but overall, a quality set piece. Stephen O'Brien was so well cast in this role as Katurian, and he delivers, able to, through his acting, convincingly play someone who's somewhat of a pushover and intimidating in the same character. It was hard to pin him down, and that's the right fit for this character, and it's so important because we are sitting with his character the longest in this show. DeMars' childlike and playful performance as Mikkel in such a dark story brought a much-needed boost of energy to the show. I give The Pillow Man an 8 out of 10. It's a good show. LA Theater Bites recommended. Thank you for listening, and thank you for supporting LA Theater.